My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He represents the Golden State's 48th Congressional District. We've asked him to join us to discuss the latest twists and turns in the House debate over a border bill totaling about $659 million. After Thursday's debate, it was clear that there were not enough votes to pass it. The leadership decided not to hold the vote. It appeared there wouldn't be one prior to the summer recess. Then leadership called everyone back, and a vote is expected here on Friday. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm sitting here Friday in Washington waiting for the vote.
Have you seen the bill?
Well, we have been told what the language is, and the language is supposed to be sent to us as soon as they have it.
From what you've been told, either in conference meetings or by colleagues, what is the thrust of this new bill?
Well, it's the same bill as what we had before, and the other bill, by the way, let me just note, was a step forward, and many of us felt who've been fighting the good fight against the nonsense that we have in terms of immigration policy, that I was going to vote for it, but there was some wording of the bill that was that some of our more conservative members felt was not as effective as we could have had it, and might lead to some confusion. So they were not going to vote on it, not based on what wasn't in it, but that the wording actually wasn't done right. And so they insisted on getting together last night, and they worked out the proper wording, and that's what we are going to vote on today, and I have no doubt that it will pass.
As far as you can tell, what was the wording that troubled folks, and what is the new wording?
That was the biggest problem that I had with these people. When I asked for specifics, they really couldn't give me things, and when they tried to, it didn't make sense to me. That's why I was going to support the bill anyway. But we had some very, people with very fine legal minds, Louis Gohmert and Steve King and others who I think who I dearly respect, who were on the other side of that. And so I think by them working it out with the people of with jurisdiction, the committee people with jurisdiction here in the House, I'm sure they've come up with a much stronger bill. What was important to me is that you had the specific goals of the bill, and what they were trying to do was exactly two very good things. And one was that we are going to make sure that the National Guard can play a legal role at the border when it's necessary to call upon them. And when they do, the federal government will take that expense because protecting the border is a federal jurisdiction, a federal responsibility. And the other thing is it was eliminating a loophole in the law that had been placed there by legislation a long time ago, about 10 years ago, that was aimed at human trafficking, but set up a loophole that was actually giving due process rights to people who just ended up on our doorstep to the point that that's why we were ending up with such a flooding, a swarming of young people at our border, and it took care of both of those problems. So I thought it was a step forward at the beginning, and now I think it's even a better step forward.
One of the criticisms I heard of the bill that was scrapped on Thursday was that it did not specifically address steps that the House or the Congress could take if the president made good on his promise to act unilaterally on many of these cases currently coming across the border. What does the bill do on that front, as far as you know?
I'm not sure exactly what steps are taken on that, but let me just note, I don't vote against a bill because of what's not in it. I think that's irrational to do that. You can that way you would vote against every bill because there's every bill you can add something in it that's going to be more positive. But what you do is you take a look and you say to that bill, is that bill a step forward? And had they killed this bill for that particular reason that you just outlined, it would have been a great disservice to our country, because the positive things in the bill then wouldn't get in only because something else that was not put in the bill wasn't put in. And so in other words, you don't vote against a bill because of the things that aren't in it. You only vote against a bill because of what's in it. That's what should be your criteria.
Sir, you and I have talked several times, and you've been concerned about where your party's leadership is on this. Given the back and forth over the past couple of days and what seems to be a conference coming together today, do you feel like the House GOP conference is more unified than ever in the overall approach to immigration reform? Or?
Oh, I'm very confident now, but it's not just the House leadership. This is what's happening is the circumstances and historic events have been happening that have crystallized in people's minds what this issue of illegal immigration really is. And I have time and again said this is not just the president. The president hasn't brought on this border crisis. It's the president as well as the Republican leadership. We're going down the wrong path. And our Republican leaders were talking about making dreamers, meaning young people who are here illegally, granting them legal status and the right to have education here. Well, what is that going to do? I kept telling them, that's going to attract lots of children to our border. Surprise, surprise. I must have warned them a half a dozen times. And then, of course, granting legal status to people and claiming you're going to possibly have an amnesty or what they say a legalization of certain people who are here illegally. That's going to attract people as well in the millions. It was as if there aren't millions and millions of people who are living horrible lives that will do anything to get here if they have the hope that they're going to get in and be legalized and get the rights of Americans. Well, we can't take in everybody in the world like that. So our own leadership had succumbed to that vision. But now the crisis happens on our border and the people begin to realize what the consequences are. Our leadership, I think, has changed. I think that they've come to a more realistic understanding of where the Republican constituency is. The Democrats, on the other hand, they're going to suffer because of this, because there's a lot of Democrats now who are seeing, hey, what's the president's answer? He's going to give away work permits to millions of people who have come here illegally. What is that going to do to the working people of our country who are unemployed now? So I think that events have caught up with the decision makers in Washington, and now at least the decision makers in the Republican Party are together and they're going in the right direction.
Last quick question, sir. The Senate Democratic leadership says they're not going to entertain this bill. So what exactly will this House bill accomplish in the meantime, and what does this do in terms of actually addressing this crisis if the Senate doesn't go along with anything that you're passing today?
Well, in the end, it's the American people who are going to make the decision as to what direction our country goes. And in the upcoming election, as well as the election in 2 years from now in the presidential election, what this bill will do will give the American people a way to judge who they're going to vote for and what people they're going to put in charge of steering our country in the right direction. The Democrats, by not being able to have any control over the border, the Democrats, by saying, oh, they're so concerned about the young people in Central America who are making it to our doorstep that they're going to sacrifice the well-being of young Americans whose resources will be drained away by these people who have come here illegally. This will give the American people the best thing we need to do as Republicans is say, this is what we've passed, this is what our policies would be, compare it to the Democrats, and then you vote, American voters vote, and decide what direction our country goes. And in that way, this bill has served its purpose well.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. We'll let you get back to work. Thank you for your time today.
Okie doke.
California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 48th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.